The views and opinions of Robin and Maynard show producers do not necessarily make any sense.
Your calls may be recorded for quality assurance, for training purposes, or to play back for our friends because we think you're about the biggest dipshit in town.
Well, you know what we say around here?
We're looking for... If you play that jingle,
looking...
I'm coming in there and beating you.
We're looking for sunshine.
I'm coming in there.
Good work, Johnny.
Listen to this, Maynard. I call the winner of the Maui trip, and this is what
Hello.
I get.
You reach Mr. Johnson. Please.
Mr. Johnson, that's the wrong damn number. Who's Mr. Johnson?
I don't know. Some porno freak.
Don't listen to him, man. This guy is just...
Oh, baby, I'll miss
baby,
you,
I need you. I'm so hot for you, mama.
Yeah,
you know I'd never leave you.
You're speaking at the tone.
What the hell?
Let's leave him a message.
Well, I am calling him back. Oh, mama.
Is that who won? Mr. Johnson?
Mr. Johnson did not win. But that is the
number
I have here.
Well, maybe you poked in the wrong digits.
I could have. That's entirely possible.
Hello?
Yeah, Chuck. Chuck!
No, wrong number.
Who is this? Is this 28?
Let me ask you this. How would you like to go to Hawaii? Hi, would you like to go to Hawaii?
Chuck.
He said wrong number.
Well, for crying out loud.
Well, help.
Now they changed the number. Who is the idiot who is writing these?
That's Slayton. That's me.
You're the idiot.
Read that.
You have admitted to being the idiot.
We're going to have to demand a higher standard of work performance.
Okay. Did I just call you an idiot by mistake?
Call Johnson back. Oh, baby, I'm so glad I won the trip to Hawaii.
I'm so hot for you, mama.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hi, is Chuck there?
Is there anybody there?
This is fiance.
This is Chuck's fiance?
Really?
Yeah.
Did I ask to talk to Chuck's fiance? Did you hear me say, Chuck's fiance, is that you?
Yeah. This is Chuck right here.
Hello.
Hi, Chuck.
Hey, how you doing?
What's that racket, Chuck?
What, are you on a sub? What is that, the USS Ohio?
Are you
in
a submarine?
Hold on.
Why is it always a disaster?
I don't know.
Chuck.
Hello.
Yeah, Chuck.
Yeah.
It's Robin and Maynard with important news.
Uh-huh.
You've won a trip to Maui.
Right on.
Far out, dude.
Jesus.
We have good news and bad news. Chuck, you've won a trip to Maui.
Uh-huh.
The bad news is you have to go with a guy named Mr. Johnson.
All right, I'll take him, too.
All right.
All right, Chuck. Well, congratulations. You're going to Maui.
Right on.
It's funny how some of those expression.
Oh, that's sad, isn't it?
You know, at least he didn't say 23 skidoo. So you're making headway there, pal.
Yeah.
You could say, look, we're giving you the contents of Fort Knox, and it would be the same thing. Right on.
Right on.
Can I speak with your fiancé?
Certainly. Here you go.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hi, what's your name, ma'am?
My name's Kim.
Kim.
Kim, let me ask you something. When you first conjugated with the human chucker there, at the conclusion,
chucker.
when the consummation was complete.
Did
he say right on?
Hold on, he was just yelling, what?
When he was finished with the fruits of your loins, did he say right on?
Right on.
No, fortunately, he just saved that for really special occasions.
Let me tell you something. You've got your work cut out for you with this clown.
You do.
Yeah, I'm finding that out.
You're in for a week of sterling conversation with Chucker when you finally arrive on the golden sands of Waikiki.
You won't be on Waikiki. You're going to be on Maui.
Wherever you are.
Yeah.
I used to live there. I can't believe this. I cannot believe this.
Yeah. Well, you can never go home. Remember I said that.
Well, I don't think Mr. Johnson can believe it either. He's probably all jonesed out thinking he has the trip.
I'm telling you, that's a good number. You got to call and leave him a message.
Yeah, we're going to have to call him back and we'll
mention
your name.
I don't know what number I dialed. I can't recall it. Well, congratulations to the both of you, I'm certain. How is your figure, by the way? Are you going to look good in a little thong bikini?
I'm not thinking the thong, but I definitely am thinking I might look pretty good.
Do you have big fat rolls, an apron of fat hanging down?
No, not at all.
Are you like that lady on Hee Haw, the big big fancy one? Lula?
Lulu.
Lulu.
All right, thank you, and goodbye. Someone will contact you.
Okay,
it will not
you.
Be us.
It won't be
you
us. We won't do that
show.
Again.
It's 5:22, and here's a little Marge with traffic.
Excuse me, I'm not certain I caught the name.
How's that? Excuse me? What's that?
I didn't catch the name of the introduction. If I can get a proper introduction, of course, I'd be happy to do the traffic
yes,
for you.
Ah, yes, a proper introduction, yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, presenting Her Royal Majesty.
There you go.
Southbound 99 before the Seattle Freeway.
Here she comes.
What the hell's the Seattle Freeway?
Her Royal Majesty.
What is the what?
Seattle Freeway. I've never heard of it.
I don't know where that is.
Well, there is one, apparently by 99, and there's an injury accident there. Mm. Southbound I-5 at 85th Street, a crash in the right shoulder.
Let the Bon Marché's fragrance... let the take two. You like to smell good? Sure. Pick the perfect gift at the Bon for Mom from over 100 fragrances. And they shall gift wrap your purchase at the Bon.
My what? My purchase? Are they going to gift wrap my purchase there, Lefty?
Is that what I said? Hey. Did I say that? Did I say
that's
that?
What you said.
Did I say that? Well, look who decided to show
well,
up for
hell.
Work.
Oh. Don't worry about it, Art.
Man.
There's no
rush.
I
never do. You know, Teal, we have deadlines in our industry, just like you do over there at the Little Nickel.
No.
That's
never
true.
Seen one. Well, why don't we have a deadline for entertainment? When's it going to start on this show?
As soon as you leave.
Yeah.
Excuse me for a moment. If your day ever sounds like this...
You're a dirt burger.
I am?
Yes, you are.
I'm the chef.
At the Dirt Burger Drive-In.
At the Dirt Burger Cafe.
You might want to think about calling 1-800-DIVORCE. That's Goldberg Jones. Ask for me, Rick Jones. And of course, that call is at no charge.
Outstanding.
Okay.
In through the nose. Out through the mouth.